Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Yo! Team Facebook, what's up? It's Monday morning magic, baby. Monday morning magic. And welcome to another episode of Morning Motivation with Big Papa, baby. I hope everyone's doing fantastic. You guys didn't think I forgot about you, did you? No, of course not. I was traveling at the end of last week, well, from the middle to the end of last week, and I was on Mountain Standard Time, so I kind of threw my routines all off, although I did get to the gym on Friday. I just didn't get there. I got there after my lecture on Friday. I didn't get there early. So, that being said, kind of dropped off on the morning motivations. Not that I wasn't up early. Just when you're staying in someone else's home, I don't know, you know, it's just kind of a little awkward to think about talking to yourself in the bedroom or whatever early in the morning. So nevertheless, here I am and here you are, and I hope you're doing fantastic. Hey, Kirsten. So here's the thing. Are you going to be better this week than you were last week? Because the beat goes on and on and on, and at the end of the day, and at the end of the week, and at the end of the year, all you can do is say, am I a better version today than I was yesterday, than I was the week before? And you are the only one who can answer that. What's it going to take to be a better version? To be a better version of you than last week. A better version of you than yesterday. Or are you on track to be a better version of you than you were last year at this time? You know, what was going on for you last year at this time? Think about that. Emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually, what was going on for you April 15th, and sometimes I just like to think generally, in general. So April, March, April, May, thereabouts of last year, of 2018, what was going on with you? So think about that for a moment. Where were you at emotionally? What was going on for you emotionally last year at this time? What was going on with you financially? What was going on with you spiritually? And what was going on with you physically? Because those are the four most important levels. And are you doing better this time than you were last year? I think I am. I mean, last year this time, I was stressed the freak out. I mean, I was right in the middle of a business that was teetering on either being massively successful or ended up having to shut it down. Physically, I was okay. I'm in so much better shape this year than I was this time last year. Working out harder. I feel like spiritually, I'm doing really well. And financially, I'm doing better. I'm doing better. So yeah, I'm good. I'm winning on all four of my levels. How about you? Are you winning on all four of your levels? Because every day, that's all we have is are we getting better? And what's it going to take to get better? And I keep imploring you. I will continue to implore you. It is never too late to live your best life. It's never too late to go for your dreams, go for your goals. Go for your hopes. Colonel Sanders, guy who started KFC, didn't get started till he was 67 years old. Ray Kroc was 57 years old when he discovered McDonald's. 57. He was a traveling salesman. You guys should watch that movie, The Founder. The story of Ray Kroc and McDonald's. It's fantastic. I wonder why they haven't done a book on the Colonel yet. KFC. I bet you that's probably going to be in the works sometime soon. But if you're not there yet, you're only a couple of tweaks away. Like my buddy Russell Brunson says, you're only one funnel away. And that, I think that's a metaphor for everything. You could be one book away. You could be one breath away. You could be $1 away. You could be one prayer away from living your best life and going for your goals and taking, you know, having a massive, massive rewards. But in order to have massive rewards, you have to take massive actions. So get on it. Make today magical. I'm going to get in this gym. Like I said, I went Friday. I had a couple days off. I like to give my body a little time to rest so I don't feel guilty about it. Took the weekend off. Rest my joints. Get on this treadmill. I'm going to hit this treadmill for a quick mile. I'm going to do my stretching. And then I'm going to get moving on this metal. On this heavy metal. All right. Big Papa loves you. Have an amazing Monday. We'll catch you in the morning. If I don't catch you this evening on Post Daily Dose.